In the wake of the Grace Mullane trial, there are calls to broaden a bill before Parliament to ensure a dead victim's sexual history isn't dragged through the courts. The legislation aimed at making it easier for sexual violence victims to testify in court has passed its first reading. However, earlier on RNZ's morning report, the Justice Minister, Andrew Little, says he wasn't looking at broadening the law.
We've drafted the bill with the particular objectives in mind that we have, which relates to trials involving sexual offending, and both in the criminal and the civil jurisdiction, there's no intention to extend it beyond that.
Well, the bill before Parliament proposes that unless a judge gives permission, a witness cannot be asked about their sexual history with the defendant, nor could they be asked about their sexual preferences. We're joined now by Wellington Women Lawyers Association's Steph Dyberg and the Criminal Bar Association President Len Anderson. Morena.
Morena,
maybe. Steph, if I can start with you on this. If Andrew Little won't extend the boundaries, essentially the defence put forward at the Grace Mullane murder trial could happen again.
Absolutely it could, unless we look at that defence. And I did listen to most of what the Minister said this morning. Andrew Little and I are exactly the same age. I'm a little older than him, actually, by a couple of months. When we grew up and when we were going through law school, there were a lot of things that were okay that are not okay anymore in the criminal justice system. We were 20 when it became a crime for a man to rape his wife in this country. It was only 10 years ago after Sophie Elliott's murder and the defence of provocation run at that trial, which I always used to think of as the look what you made me do defence, which we learned about at law school, Andrew and I, that then became illegal. So you no longer could run the defence of provocation after the outrage about that trial. So these things change all the time, and it's something I think we should be open to considering. And at least debating the fact we're even having this conversation, I think, is a healthy thing.
Len, what is your view on this? Essentially, was the defence that was run the only defence available?
Well, I think the point is that the lawyer has to follow the instructions of their client, and the instructions were that death occurred by way of accident during sex. And it's difficult to see how the current sexual practice of both of them could not be introduced in relation to that. I don't actually recall her sexual history particularly being introduced. There was a lot of evidence about his sexual history, but even so, it's difficult to see how her sexual history would have been particularly relevant.
There was an awful lot. There was an awful lot from memory of the case. Yeah, there was an awful lot that went into her details of her sexual history.
Other than what happened that night. Well, you know, I mean, the issue is the judge has to decide overall relevance. It's very different to the sexual cases where, I mean, the problem with the sexual cases is often the issue of honest belief. And this is why there's needed to be legislation, because things, for instance, that the complainant was a sex worker has nothing to do with honest belief in terms of consent at a particular time. But the jury might well have thought so. So, you know, people have a right to say no. I think the real issue is one of relevance. And so long as the court considers the evidence as relevant, then it should go in, because a person's entitled to a defence. Murder's the most serious of the charges, and it has to be able to be defended properly.
But when you're essentially talking about consent, Steph, no one can consent to be murdered.
Oh, no, that's exactly my point.
Sorry,
that's exactly,
sorry, I think you were asking me the question.
I was asking you, Steph, yes.
Yes. So that's absolutely right, and that was the point in this case, is that it doesn't matter what Grace Mullane may or may not have consented to even on this night or on the previous nights with other partners, which is the evidence I found particularly abhorrent and irrelevant. But you can't consent to treatment which is so rough that it might reasonably result in your death. And you certainly, of course, can never consent to your own death. So that's the point about relevance and about consent. But I think also the way that evidence was led, the way that the witnesses, particularly the young woman who had previously dated or thought about dating this man, you know, the way that they were cross-examined, the way that their history was even gone into, or their attitudes towards him or sex or what happened or didn't happen, you know, that was highly questionable. And, you know, to say that is part of a fair defence, fair to whom? Is everything fair? And I think we have lots of situations where things have to be balanced, and I think this is one of them.
So Steph, then, where do you think this should go? Should Andrew Little be considering this more than he is, or is this going to be up to judges to decide what is or is not admissible?
I think it's going to go in several directions. One is that there is a significant work stream which the Ministry of Justice is going through, which is being led by Associate Minister and Under-Secretary Jan Logie, and consent is definitely part of that programme. So the sexual violence legislation bill is only the beginning of this work stream, really. So that one issue is it can go into that work stream to look at this. The second, I think, is that judges do need to look at relevance, and also defence counsel. I mean, will a defence counsel next week be quite so keen to stand up in court and run a defence like this, knowing what the public from whom juries are drawn really thinks about this approach? Was it a winner on this occasion? No. So I think, and also into the public mind, the outrage over this, the way that the narrative switched from innocent, sweet, pretty Grace as victim of probably unlawful death to somebody who maybe sort of deserved it. When that narrative switched, the public outrage was palpable, and that will continue, and this conversation will continue.
Thank you very much, Steph Dyberg there from the Wellington Women Lawyers Association, and we were also speaking with Criminal Bar Association President Len Anderson.